KMAN.
Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I am Brandon Peoples, joined here today as we take a look at Manhattan City government. We've got Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear in studio. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Glad to have you here. Mayor Mike Dodson joining us as well. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, good morning. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. It's been a little while. I know we had a couple week hiatus here as holidays happened here. Did you guys have good holidays?
We did. Thank you. Yeah, it's trying to get back into the swing of things here with kind of a different schedule. Normally meeting on first and third Tuesdays, so we're second and fourth Tuesdays for legislative meetings and third and fifth for work sessions this month.
Yeah, schedule thrown off just a little bit here, but I'm sure everybody's excited to get back to the grind here. You have your first meeting coming up this evening. Do you have a heavier agenda than normal?
It's a little medium, so I wouldn't say it's probably fairly normal.
Okay. Well, I know we've been kind of previewing a couple of things on that here tonight, and there's some public hearings coming up, as I understand.
There is one that we've been working at for a while, so this is a public hearing to consider establishing a transportation development district for a couple of different properties that are on the northwest corner of the new roundabout there at Kimball and Scenic and Anderson. This is specifically dealing with a tract called Four Winds Village Transportation Development District and the Kimball Townhomes Transportation Development District. There's two lots there. The commission previously had agreed to vacate some extra right-of-way that was at those locations to allow for development to occur closer to the roadway. When that area, as some folks will remember, that was originally a four-way stop, and when the county had acquired or achieved the right-of-way for long ago when they built Scenic, there was some anticipation that there could be an interchange built there, and so there was a lot of extra right-of-way that was obtained for that process. And so everybody feels pretty comfortable that this roundabout component will serve the transportation needs for the future for some time. And so we vacated right-of-way on the northeast corner, and then also now on the northwest, and also we have on the southeast corner. So that this is really to a transportation development district is where the owners of the property voluntarily put on that tract a sales tax that to be collected, assuming they build a store that collects sales tax. We did that over on the opposite corner, so just to the northeast corner there with the new convenience store, and the owners agreed that any retail in that component would have a transportation half-cent sales tax added on to the existing city and state sales tax, and that half-cent sales tax would help to go for paying off the bonds that will be issued for the road improvements, the roundabout itself, and the widening of Anderson Avenue, and a lot of the infrastructure that went in there. So it's a really good tool. However, with the transportation development, they are voluntary. And so, some would say, well, why are we doing it now if we don't know what's on it? Well, that may be sold in the future, and so there's not a particular good way to ensure that you'll be able to achieve that transportation development district in the future. Opposite to the south, Blueville Nursery did also put in a transportation development district for their property, and they're planning to also do some additional redevelopment on that quadrant. So this is a public hearing for the commission to consider establishing this transportation development district to add a half-cent sales tax in the future if there is a development on there that does generate some retail sales tax.
These districts, is there ever any controversy with these types of districts?
Typically not. Okay. So again, it's really the owner of the property or the developer of the property weighing, is, you know, does this put my property at a disadvantage necessarily? So we've got several around town. Actually, the Walmart did it on the east side of town to help do some infrastructure improvements, which obviously generates a lot of sales tax, and I think that was a have sent sales tax that did some extensive infrastructure improvements there. Bluemont extended into that site, the frontage road, as well as some improvements on McCall Road at that time. Over on Good Food Place, a lot of those restaurants, there were some infrastructure improvements there. More recently, the McDonald's there at Bluemont and 4th Street on that roundabout, and part of that Transportation Development District half-cent sales tax went to pay for the sculpture that's in the middle of that and some additional landscaping and improvements in that particular area. So we've used them on the north and south end. Again, it's something that's voluntary. The mall agreed to do that as well. So although theirs is a CID, which is a community improvement district, but it's the same concept, additional sales tax to help make improvements.
I know not everyone's a fan of roundabouts, but do you find that those actually are working for their purpose here to make it safer travel through?
I believe so. So the you know, the thing about roundabouts is generally it slows the traffic down, and then it really, the big thing is it in a typical four-way intersection, there's about 26 potential conflict points for an accident. With a roundabout, there's about 8. So it really reduces the chances of conflict. And because it's generally speaking, it slows vehicles down, those when there is an impact, it's usually minor as compared to a major injury accident.
Okay. We just have some work to do to educate the public how to use them. You know, there's some basic rules, and one is that the people in the roundabout have the right-of-way. So if you're entering, you have to wait for those to evacuate in front of you. The other one is to not overtake, particularly at the roundabout at 4th Street. That's the biggest cause of accidents, people overtaking, and then the vehicle on the inside, for example, can't turn right without running into the vehicle on its right. And the other one is speed. You know, I find when I use the roundabout out there on Anderson that many times people are trying to execute some kind of a racing turn on the outside to speed their advance onto K-18. So they just need to calm down and pay attention to those very simple rules, because even an accident, any accident, is something we don't want, regardless of how severe it is.
Yeah, no doubt. I've experienced many times going, and I don't like the roundabouts where you have the two lanes. To me, those make it a little even tougher. It'd be nice to just have the one lane, but I understand why you would have something like that. But yeah, not always the most fun.
If you've noticed, in some of our roundabouts, there's yellow striping. And that yellow striping is intended to force people into one lane so those conflicts can't occur. But I would wager that most people ignore those completely. There's one on 4th, and there's one on the roundabouts out as you go towards K-18 on Scenic.
All right. So the Transportation Development District, that after the public hearing, then you guys will vote, the commission will vote on that here tonight.
Right, and that would, after the public hearing, they'll consider first reading of an ordinance to establish that Transportation Development District.
Okay.
Correct.
The other thing here tonight will be a vote on an annexation request here.
Right. This is a the first item on the general agenda is to consider a first reading of an ordinance to annex and rezone the St. Luke's addition from Riley County Agricultural District to a single-family district, which is this is for St. Luke's Church that's wanting to build a new facility, a new church at this location. This is about 3,500 feet west of that roundabout we were just talking about there at Scenic and Anderson. It's a 28.2-acre tract of land, and it's since it's not adjacent to or contiguous to this current city limits, it's called an island annexation. So in that process, then, the commission gave preliminary review of that, and then the county commission, Riley County Commission, has to give their formal review of it, and they did that on December 13th. and they found that the annexation of that property would not hinder or prevent any have a negative impact on development in the county. And so that's they in that island annexation process, the county commission has an ability to weigh in on that particular aspect of it. And so for the action they haven't taken to be positive, then the city commission now is free to consider whether they want to annex that property and rezone that property to come into the city. Of course, the church is interested in obtaining city services as a result of that extension, and we have services in the area, and they're obviously would be required to participate in benefit district to extend services to that particular track if the commission is agreeable to the annexation of that particular tract.
All right. Yeah, and this seems like a pretty straightforward request. I'm curious, Mayor Dodson, kind of your thoughts on this issue.
Yeah, this when we were talking about the county's interest in this, obviously if you have a two kind of adjacent cities, then the county has to adjudicate and figure out whether the annexation serves one over the other, whether there's some kind of economic difficulty with that. So I think this one's pretty straightforward. We have another island annexation or another island that's the airport, if you recall. So it's not not all that unusual, but when you look at the development of that corridor, I think it's it makes sense, particularly it's only probably a quarter mile west of Blueville. So it's a nice, quiet place, and I think a good place for what the church wants to do.
All right. We'll take a break here real quick. We'll come back with more from City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Mike Dodson coming up. Also take your phone calls if you'd like, 537-1350. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.